My name is Michael Lewis, Mayor of Medina, Washington. Talking about the history of transportation and the impact of things crossing the lake, this is a great place to start because we're standing in at the City Hall of Medina, which was the ferry terminal originally for the ferry that came from Leschi, just directly across there to the east side. And that was the first transportation link with cars, for cars to come to the east side. It started in 1913. The first ferries came across. The ferry was called the Leschi. And so that linked, that finally had an automobile link between Seattle and Medina, because the central part, transportation kind of started at the ends of the lake. Roads came around gradually. So we're in the middle of the lake. So this was the last place sort of that got linked up to Seattle. By that time, by 1913, Seattle was a big city. I mean, it had 250,000 people in it, so it was a big city. But it was still pretty remote here, just because of crossing the lake. You know, it's 2 miles across, and when the weather's rough, it's not a pleasant trip. So there had been steamers on the lake, well, passenger steam, mosquito fleet type steamers, starting about 1885 or so, that started moving around the lake, and they could carry maybe one car in them somewhere. But so Medina was the link to the central part of the east side for cars, starting with the ferries. And this, the building here and here was the original ferry terminal. So that changed things pretty dramatically here, because it meant that Medina and the Points areas were a viable commuter suburb. I mean, that's the way this area started out. Further out in Bellevue was agricultural, but this was primarily a commuter suburb. And because you could, you know, there was actually a little subdivision. If you go, it was platted around that time, and it's called somebody's half-hour, half-acre lots, which meant you could get half an acre, and it was a half-hour commute to downtown Seattle, which wasn't bad at the time, because the trolley came from downtown over the hill to Leschi, across Yesler Street.
So yeah, right the way down Yesler.
Yeah, right all the way down Yesler to Leschi. So you'd take the ferry in, and it takes 10 minutes to get across, and you take the streetcar over, you'd be downtown. And it was actually a quite a plausible commute. So this area started growing that way as a commuter. It was very there were always very fancy houses along the lakefront, you know, some big mansions, but then the uplands were very modest houses that were very inexpensive. My grandparents moved out here in 1917 because they couldn't afford to buy a house in Seattle, so they moved out here, and my family, you know, been here ever since.
Can you tell me just a little bit about what it was like growing up here then, before the bridge, you know?
It was a really interesting community because, as I said earlier, you always had... you always had the wealthy houses on the water, and then the places with the view property and along the golf course. Those were always fairly expensive. The rest of the houses weren't. They were just like anybody else's sort of old, you know, east side suburb. So it was a real interesting mix of people. You had people in there who were fabulously wealthy, and then the rest of us, you know, and even up until about... Prices really started to go up really in the 90s with Microsoft. Before then, there was still a fairly relatively affordable place if you didn't have a view or went on the water. So yeah, this real interesting mix of people. I mean,
so what did people who weren't the fabulously wealthy, what did they typically do for work?
Well, I'd say if I just think of people who were around us, even when we were gone for about 10 years. My parents moved out in 1978. They held onto this house as a rental, and then in 1989. When my son was about to be born, we moved back in. But even back then, a neighbor behind us is a doctor. He's still there, a radiologist. But next to him was a retired bus driver. The guy on the corner was a retired welder. Across the street was a milkman and a school teacher. So it was just a mix of people like that. And the neighborhood was full of those, just kind of regular, this odd mix of doctors and lawyers and business people and milkmen and school teachers.